This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutton, and with me, Julian Ng, with the top business stories of the day. It's a business day led by a lot of political news, isn't it, Julian? We had, of course, the victory of Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential elections. Yeah, that's right. It was a victory that wasn't expected in some ways, or was, if it was built into scenarios, was always seen with some trepidation, I think, by the markets, and never mind political pundits.
Yeah, if we looked at the market performance yesterday, it was very unusual because the Dow futures, when the results were announced, as they were counting the votes, the U.S. markets were not exactly opened yesterday. But as they were counting the votes, the futures, which is this thing that you can trade off the Dow after market hours, started plunging. And all the markets in Asia started crashing, plunging and falling very sharply as well as the vote count started trickling in. And this represented the view that a Donald Trump presidency would be an extreme risk to financial markets as well as global trades around the world. But when the U.S. markets opened and Europe rallied as well before that, and when the U.S. market opened, Trump's acceptance speech apparently calmed the markets down, and he was of the view that he would embark on pretty aggressive fiscal policy to boost the U.S. economy. So there is a sentiment that people are feeling that the U.S. economy will do better under a Trump presidency. You will see more economic growth, more inflation, ironically, which is a good thing for the markets. And the stock markets in the U.S. Jumped actually quite sharply.
Okay, let's have a quick listen to Donald Trump. If you missed his acceptance speech, you know, it was a classic of the Donald. And here's him. This is he speaking.
I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans. And this is so important to me. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
So, okay, so that is one of those speeches that perhaps unexpected, because it's generous and it's inclusive and it's reaching across divides. But, you know, the question
is... It showed the characteristic of a man who was not going to challenge the results and the electoral system.
So, okay, so.
And you know, looking at just the number of popular votes, actually Clinton got more votes at 48% of the votes and Trump at 47% of the votes. So in terms of popular vote, Clinton won the elections, but not in terms of the collegial electoral system over there.
Well, you know, the college, I think that is the system, right? So you can't actually refer to, unless it's so skewed, and you know, I don't know if the margins are that significant between the numbers you mentioned just now, Julian. But I think, okay, what are the causes for some of this uncertainty about Trump? Is it because anxiety about Trump? Is it because of the uncertainties about what he actually stands for? We look back in history, Julian. The Dow, in fact, has gone down, except in one instance in the last four presidential elections. 2000, it went down 1.5%. 2008, 5% when Obama first took office. And then 2.4% when he took a second term. But this doesn't mean that, you know, the economy is going to be bad. I mean, it's just the Dow reacting, right? The only time it actually went up was 2004 when George Bush took the term for the second time. The Dow actually went up by 1.7%.
I do think that people fear Trump because he is a loose cannon, right? He just says things without providing a lot of support or a lot of detail about it, especially his stances towards places like China, Mexico, and so on. And Japan is quite worried as well about what will happen to Abenomics should a Trump policy dominate the world, because a lot of money is rushing to the safe haven status of the Japanese yen, and that really derails what Abenomics wants to achieve, which is to have more export growth through a weak yen. And therefore, they have to scramble to have a kind of policy response to the what Trump will do to the U.S. economy. And what about China? I mean, China came up with a special statement for Trump, right? If you want democracy, Trump is what you get.
Well, but in fact, it's kind of a passive-aggressive statement, right, coming from China, because it's about not acknowledging that America has its system. It has its way of choosing its leadership, as China does, right? And we see now Xi Jinping consolidating power. You know, we see that, you know, now in the news that almost 15 lawmakers in Hong Kong might actually lose their seats because Beijing has decided that their vote oath-taking was insincere. So why not just peaceful coexistence?
I know, but I think it's hard to break away from the kind of rhetoric that Trump is giving out, spewing all this rhetoric like China is taking all the jobs away from America, which in fact is untrue, because China is very different economy today than many, many years ago when the U.S. lawmakers accused China of being a currency manipulator. That's not true. The Chinese yuan has been one of the strongest emerging market currencies. And China is no longer the kind of manufacturing global manufacturing engine that it used to be. And a lot more of the GDP now is contributed by services. So a lot of this kind of rhetoric does not help in promoting, you know, world peace and good ties, positive ties among the countries, except for maybe Russia, right?
Okay, so it was good for mobilizing people. I mean, he took pot shots at everybody, right? Not everybody. He liked Putin. But he took a pot shot at Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve chief as well. And I think Marx was concerned that going into his presidency, he will continue to do that, though we know that Janet Yellen term ends in early 2018. So there a chance for, Trump
kind of a change.
A change in that's much more kind of aligned to maybe Republican interests.
Yeah, but I also think that one of the most significant things that came out of this is the fact that not only did a Republican win the presidency, but also they are now controlling both lawmaking houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. And this will give a Trump administration a lot more leeway, in fact, a lot of power to pass through the kind of laws that he promised in his campaign, and one of which is to dismantle the Obama healthcare. And the other one is TPP, which causes, which drives a lot of uncertainty to this part of the world. I mean, places like Japan and Malaysia, we have been trying to say that the TPP is going to be positive economically for us. And what's going to happen right now if Trump dismantles that?
Well, come back with more news on the American presidency after this BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.